Chapter 13, Mishnah 5. Poisek mas lechasana. If a person gives money to his son-in-law, right, for a dowry, so he says, I'm going to give you, you know, I mean, we've discussed it many times, but he gives his son money for a dowry to marry his daughter. Upashat loy es haregel, and then he stretches out his leg to him. Interesting expression. The kati means it's he's like he says to him, take the mud and dust from my foot, and he has your ksuva, you know. In other words, he's telling him to get lost. He's not going to pay him the dowry. So he promised him the dowry, and the case is they actually get the first stage. They do kedushin or erusin, and then he says, he has the dust off my foot. You know, stretches out his leg to him. So then she must sit, it says, until her hair turns white. In other words, until he pays the dowry, she's stuck. She can't force him to give her a get, and she can't force him to marry her until she gives him a get. Admon disagrees. She can say, if I had promised you the dowry, then I'll sit until my head turns white. But now, that my father promised you the dowry. What am I supposed to do? That was my father that's cheated you. Why must I sit here? Either marry me or let me go. She can say that. I'm a Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Gamliel says, Rani es divrei Admon. He again agrees with the opinion of Admon, and he brings it over here. The Rambam Paskins like Admon. So she can say to him, she doesn't have to be stuck in this intermediate situation. She can say to him, either wed me or divorce me.